The United Nations says the Syrian government has agreed to allow humanitarian aid to the besieged town of Madaya, where people are reported to have died from starvation. Madaya, near the Lebanese border, has been surrounded by government troops and their Hezbollah allies for months. Video from the location has shown people looking emaciated. Greg Barrow is from the World Food Programme and says getting aid into Madaya is a major challenge.
We have to accept that this situation that they would be moving into is incredibly tense. We're moving across front lines. We need to ensure that that access is there, that there's no risk, that we can get the food in and the other supplies that we'll be carrying on behalf of the whole humanitarian community, and then we can make sure that it actually gets to the people who need it most.
Investors will be watching anxiously when China's main stock exchange reopens in a few hours' time without its circuit breaker safety mechanism. China's securities regulator said it would suspend the tool after heavy losses triggered an automatic shutdown for the second time this week, just 30 minutes into the day. Our Asia business correspondent, Karishma Aswani, is monitoring developments.
People are extremely nervous, and not to put it too simply, but investors are selling because other investors are selling their shares. And I think you've seen that sort of panic reflected in the Chinese stock market when they fell on Monday and trading was suspended, and then the shortest trading day, it's thought, in the Chinese stock market's history. Mm-hmm. So really a real sense of anxiety and nervousness amongst investors there.
The suspended head of European football, Michel Platini, has pulled out of the race to become the next FIFA president. He was banned from the game for 8 years last month because of corruption allegations over a payment he received from the former FIFA chief, Sepp Blatter, in 2011. Michel Platini says he's still determined to overturn the 8-year ban imposed by FIFA's ethics committee. In Paraguay, state prosecutors have raided the headquarters of CONMEBOL, South America's football confederation, as part of investigations into corruption. The prosecutors said they were searching for documents at the request of the United States, which is leading a bribery investigation. Here's Candace Peart.
Paraguayan prosecutors said they were searching for documents or information related to racketeering and money laundering. They said they were acting on a request from the United States, which is leading an investigation into the mis-selling of TV and marketing rights and associated corruption, particularly in Latin America. Last month, the president of CONMEBOL, the Paraguayan Juan Angel Naput, was extradited to the United States to face charges there. Mr. Naput is accused of taking millions of dollars in bribes. He's pleaded not guilty.
You're listening to the latest world news coming to you from the BBC. French police have shot dead a man armed with a knife who was trying to attack a police station in Paris. Officials say he shouted Allahu Akbar, wore a fake suicide vest and carried materials in support of Islamic State militants. He's been identified from his fingerprints as a convicted thief of Moroccan origin. Gabon's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has been named African Footballer of the Year. Aubameyang, who plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany, beat the Ivorian Yaya Touré, who was bidding to win the award for a fifth successive year. The manatee, a species of marine mammal which was at risk of extinction for many years, is to be moved from endangered to threatened status after officials in the United States decided that the population recovered sufficiently. Manatees were put on the endangered list almost 50 years ago after overhunting and collisions with boats caused a drop in their numbers. The population has risen, though, to about 6,000. Scientists examining a 5,300-year-old frozen mummy have uncovered new information about the man's health before he was killed. Microbes from the stomach of Otzi the Iceman, whose corpse was found in the Italian Alps in 1991, revealed that he had bacterial infection that's still common today and which can cause stomach ulcers. The research team said the strain of the Helicobacter pylori bacteria could provide clues about patterns of human migration. BBC News.